But ladies and gentlemen, we find things that certainly happened over a weekend and off a big weekend. Goodness, even overnight we have some Monday morning headlines when we have to put our adult pants on and tell you about serious things. Extra, extra, read all about it. Well, as you were just talking about just three songs ago, tornadoes reported, of course, all throughout Saturday, and this it was just to see the roadmap of the path it took, and then the initial pictures that are just coming, and some coming from Millsap, coming from down where it really started down there in Hamilton, Hyco area, as we were talking about with Kathy, or Hankorama winner, the size of these tornadoes as they were being photographed is just... otherworldly. I mean, it's just, it looks like a Hollywood film. And amazingly, yes, no major injuries reported on that. And the crews are out today. As far as we are looking ahead, on, by the way, on social media, almost instantaneously, anybody I think that had access to a chainsaw, definitely, they all rallied.
I know.
Put their hands up. Going around. I mean, that's just what happens in this area. So, tip of the cap to all you guys, emergency crews working. And we'll find out what the National Weather Service has today as far as confirming these. But later on in the week, we are expecting Wednesday. It could be another sizable severe thunderstorm event that'll happen right around midday is when that'll enter into our equation, at least the timeline now. So we'll definitely keep an eye on this as 'tis that time of year here in North Texas.
Pope Francis passing away early this morning in Rome, just hours after his final service at St. Peter's Square. The late leader's body will now be brought into the Basilica, go on display for mourners, and he actually changed Vatican law so he could be buried in another location in Rome at the St. Major Mary Major Basilica. Then the College of Cardinals will meet in a conclave to vote for a new pope. Now, this is going to require a 2/3 majority, 4 rounds of voting every day, and when the smoke turns white from the burned ballots, they've decided. Pope Francis was 88 years old. There are 1.4 billion Catholics in the world. Dallas Bishop Cardinal Kevin Farrell, he was previously in Dallas. Now he's over at the Vatican. He'll be handling business until they decide on a new one.
They get it rolling literally today. It is the annual White House Easter egg roll, and as we've talked about leading up to this, this ain't your grandmama's White House Easter egg roll, as the corporate sponsorships are now into play. And it's through they used an accounting type marketing firm to handle all this, but packages ranging from $75,000 sponsorships up to $200,000 with the promise of logo and branding opportunities have come to fruition for this. So a lot of tech companies get ready for, amongst the Easter egg roll itself, the White House Reading Nook, courtesy of Amazon, the Bunny Hop Stage, courtesy of YouTube, an AI-powered experience and photo opportunity, courtesy of Meta, and ringing of the bell photo opportunity, courtesy of the New York Stock Exchange.
Hank FM didn't buy one?
No, I think the Stock Exchange out there is going to be asking for funds, actually, hopefully, after this. The American Egg Board will, once, as they always do, be supplying about the 30,000, roughly, hard-boiled eggs for this. But, yeah, they got the sponsorships, and Big Lots was not one of them. So,
dang it!
All right, that goes on later on today. May the roll be with you.
Early voting for the fine folks of Fort Worth kicks off tomorrow, and a lot of big decisions will be made. Will Maddie Parker continue her reign as Madam Mayor for another 2 years? You know, she won 70% of the vote in 2023, and will face Donnell Ballard, Allison Kennedy, Jeremy LaBelle, and Josh Lucas. Well, there are also 8 seats up for city council and more in the Fort Worth ISD School Board, 3 as well for the Tarrant Regional Water District. Now, those folks will be instrumental in the upcoming Panther Island development.
And if, I mean, if they need any write-in candidates, we got you.
Will it blow?
She knows.
We know a thing or two about water.
I'm going to tune in your flotation discussion on Hank FM.
It should be part of your platform. We were made promises, Madam Mayor. And then over the weekend, it happened. This Dateline Hong Kong, the first ever human versus robot half marathon took place over the weekend.
Whoa.
In China. The idea of robots taking on things, marathons, I didn't think was one of them, but I'm not too opposed to it. Now, more than 22-legged robots competed in the humanoid versus human half marathon. This took place on Saturday. And the humans won.
Oh, so that's good.
Yeah, teams from several Chinese companies and Chinese universities took part in this race, a showcase of China's advances on humanoid AI and robotic technology. The half marathon, see, the humans were in one lane, and then the humanoid robots were in a separate lane that did have like a guardrail in between to separate them from the humans.
Well, they can get nasty.
In case they decided to attack and everything like that. So now, just as human runners could replenish themselves with water, they made the rule that the robots were allowed to get new batteries if needed during the race. Okay. That was the only caveat.
But, I mean, can energy be created or destroyed?
Well, a couple of them destroyed themselves.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, several robots fell. One crashed into the railing. One took out its human handler after tripping over him, not stopping when he was trying to stop it.
A handler?
And, despite the mishaps, a robot named Tian Kung Ultra was the first robot to finish. It did finish the race in 2 hours and 40 minutes for a half marathon. The winner of the actual human side finished in 1 hour and 2 minutes. So
look at us.
It smoked them.
That is a really fast time. That's 13 miles an hour.
Well, only a humanoid could do math like that quickly there. But with the most of the robots just falling and self-destructing and crashing, designers said that they're going back to the drawing board to make, after this, what they've learned, an even more human-like combatant for future races.
I don't like the word combatant in this whole situation.
I think for those who've never run a marathon before, that seems pretty human-like to me. That's exactly what I'd be doing. Yeah.
It's the show that, if you can hear it, we guarantee you're going to love. KB and Heather Lee.